Peace and love.
Peace. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Wonderful, wonderful. How's your family?
Oh, the family's doing well, doing well. They're all taking a nap right now, so I got some quiet time. Perfect time to get on with you and record.
Yes, thank you for joining us on the Entheogenic Midwife podcast today. I would like you to introduce yourself to us and tell us who you are and what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Keisha. I own a womb healing company located in Detroit, Michigan. The name of the company is Mayaniverse, and what inspired me to start the company was the lack of womb healing in my community. So I started the practice through steaming, and that evolved all the way until the healing of the womb in regards to the weight that the womb carries for the whole entire community. So it's grown from just, you know, a woman in her personal journey all the way up until the point of her womb supporting the entire community. Because that's the largest role that I feel like the womb plays in the community that's undermined. So that's what I'm here for, healing the community through servicing the womb.
Wonderful. What are some common things that women call you for, consulting-wise or service-wise? Are there any common ailments that you see or common conditions you see in our community specifically?
Oh. For sure. For the physical conditions, I see a lot of endometriosis, lots of fibroids, lots of cysts. Those are all high up there. Miscarriages are very, very common. Infertility, and on the spiritual realm, it would be womb trauma from like past abuse, you know, a disconnect from the womb within itself, just not having that relationship and that bridge built. Also, women carrying that womb trauma from herself or at the hands of others, or even her carrying the trauma for her sister friends and, you know, her family and her community, you know, all of that weighs on the womb. So I see a wide range of disease that's taking place in the womb.
Mm-hmm. And what ages would you say you service or serve? Keisha?
Oh, as young as 18, 19, and my oldest client that I've worked with was in her late 70s. So it's never too early to start, and it's never too late to get started when it comes to your womb healing journey.
Yes. Now, this particular podcast is just a divine feminine portal to share about different levels of consciousness as it relates to the womb and motherhood, parenthood, family, as well as sacred plant medicine. Would you mind sharing your experiences with any entheogens in your practice and in your personal spiritual practice?
Oh, for sure. I would have to say, without a doubt, the magic mushrooms is what triggered my womb healing journey. It was the start of it. It actually encouraged me to unfold and to doing my own work and, you know, helping service others throughout the community. And it was with the support of meditation as well. So when I first dived into my first journey in with the psilocybis, it was through meditation. So I would always use the medicine in a very sacred way, you know, have everything set up, tools in place, and go in to meditation and just let it, you know, take me wherever I needed to go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know some of my most powerful experiences with psilocybin were through my womb work, through working with menstrual blood. One of my journeys, it was actually like a scientist or archaeologist had like a lantern and stepping down into my womb. So just a lot of power there and awakening and activating through medicine, you know, on a deeper level. It's much of what we already know or we've read or heard, but to really embody our healing all the way to a cellular level. I think it's just, it's phenomenal. And I just think it's next level as far as healing goes.
Oh, it is. I'm gearing up to go in again. Yeah, I'm preparing myself for the next trip. And, you know, my journey has been a long journey. And each time I go a little deeper.
Absolutely. That's the goal. Now, you have children.
I do.
And you have a brand new baby boy.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Pooh Man.
You're like, you're not allowed to call him that. I'm joking. I appreciate your Instagram. Wonderful, wonderful content she has. So you guys make sure you follow her. And feel free to share any of your information at any time. But just your yoga practice, your overall health and wellness and motherhood, you know. Would you like to share more about womb healing, entheogens, and motherhood, and how they've assisted your family?
Oh, for sure. The entheogens have supported me throughout the journey of womanhood, just in general. I just got, you know, lost for words. The revelations that the entheogens have caused in my life are, you know, irreplaceable. So much growth. I feel like I really wasn't womaning through this world until I start diving in into my medicine and my healing. So I wouldn't be the woman that I am or the parent that I am without the support of the medicine. And how it support me, you know, through parenting. I actually started my daughter on the psilocybin when she was 9 years old. She was struggling with some social anxieties and you know, a bit of depression was there. So I seen a story on how the psilocybin would help re-engineer the way we think. And they had a study with some animals, I can't remember. I think it was actually mice going through a maze, and it was two different sets. One without the medicine, without the psilocybin, they kept getting lost in a maze. It took them a long time to navigate their way through it. And the mice that they gave the psilocybin to they found the errors and the blockages, and they kind of cut that part out of, they remembered where those blockages were, so they didn't go down that path again. So they get through the maze more effectively. And when I seen that story, it just, you know, it clicked in, like, this could really help my baby, you know, with her style of thinking, you know, to always keep her aligned with her path and not to get off or get discouraged or, you know, drop into lower vibrations. I purchased psilocybin for her in microdosage, of course, and I start giving it to her within the first few weeks. I remember the very first time she took it, I gave it to her in a capsule form, and she thought
Keisha? Hello? Yeah, she should be joining us back here shortly. Yeah, just technology, when we're sharing wisdom and knowledge and understanding, sometimes there's just little glitches in the system, so we deal with them. Again, thank you all for joining us on today and just talking about divine femininity, womanhood, motherhood, psychedelics, womb health, and